ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين، فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبياً عن أمته ورسولاً عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، هبت ريح عام جديد، ومضى الدور والقطار من العمر، ودقت الثواني، وإطار الزمن يمر، ونرى أناجح أم راسب، أجنة أم نار. The wind of a new year has initiated, and the wheel of life is still turning, and the train of this age is passing by, and the arms of that clock is still going. So an end of a year, a beginning of another, you have to come up with wisdom and lessons learned. So we're going to go through practical steps of how to look into it with a positive eye, learning from the past, building a bridge to the future, to eternal bliss with Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we have to walk in his footsteps in order for us to do so. So let us roll our sleeves up to stay away from the hellfire and go to Jannah. May Allah make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. Ameen. In the end of a fiscal year, speaking of a business mind, in this land, we can understand and relate to that language. End of a business year, you close a book and you open another. Similarly, I want you to look at the year that is past. Even though it's a calendar year, I understand it's not an empty year. But looking at it in a plus or a minus, liabilities and assets, P&L statement, your profit and loss, your GMROI, your gross margin on return of investment, and so on and so forth. So once you do that with that mentality, you have to look at a year that is past and close that chapter in order for you to open to another book. You cannot open another book and that book is still open. That means you have to close this chapter. But you have to learn from that chapter. You cannot be stuck in high school all your life. You need to move on. Now, with that in mind, I want you to look back at a year that is past. When that book closes, but that same book will open on Judgment Day. The simple question is, will you be proud if that book was open in front of the whole Ummah, ala ru'us al-ashhad, on a day that is 50,000 years, where everyone will actually see the truth about you, hear what you've done, what you've seen, where you've been, what you said, what you did, and so on and so forth. Once you close that first book, I want you to reconcile with yourself first, because you will not be able to go along unless and until you reconcile with yourself. So you have to look at yourself in the mirror and be honest. Am I happy with who I am? If not, why not?
Are you afraid to die? Why? There must be a sin that's holding you back. Something that you're hostage to. You're not free. You're an asir. Once you do so, you have to reconcile with your Lord. أصلح ما بينك وبين الله يصلح الله ما بينك وبين العباد. Reconcile between you and your creator will reconcile between you and the creation. So you need to open a new lease of life. No matter how bad that last year was, or even good, you need to make it better. If it's bad, you learn from it and move on. And you never buckle, and you never stay still. You have to keep going. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا. We have created the insan fi kabad. Difficulties. You think this life is an easy ride? No. Allah already told you that. إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. You will be in harsh, struggling, striving till you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ulah. If you really want to rest, my brothers and sisters, you have to understand that you have to work in this life in order for you to be resting in the hereafter. But if you don't work in this life, you will not be resting in the hereafter. It's the other way around. If you rest in this life, you will have to pay your dues in the hereafter. So you have to think, a smart intellectual individual, as a business person, you have to look at the books and fix it. If you're in a deficit, why? Analyze your steps of five. First thing, you have to have the awareness. Awareness, understanding what happened. But once you finish the awareness stage, you have to analyze it now. I finished the book, let me look at it. Then I have to look at my enemies. What got me there? Some of the narrations of the righteous used to say, صُلَّتُ عَلَيَّ أَرْبَعًا لَمْ يُصَلَّتُ إِلَّا لِلْجَلْبِ مَشَقَّتِي وَعَنَائِي نَفْسِي وَالدُّنْيَا وَالْهَوَى وَالشَّيْطَانِ كَيْفَ الْخَلَاصُ وَكُلُّهُمْ أَعْدَائِي. I have to know my enemies. عَرَفْتُ الشَّرِّ لَا لِلشَّرِّ لَكِنْ لِتَوَاقِيهِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرَفُ الشَّرِّ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَقَعْفِيهِ. I need to know what is evil. Why? Because I want to do evil? No, I need to know what is evil, so I stay away from it, evil. Because if I don't know the difference between evil and good, I will fall into evil. So some of the narrations of the righteous, it was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu or others, Allahu A'lam, used to say, four things I was plagued on. نفسي والدنيا والهوى والشيطان. Myself. إن النفس الأمارة بالسوء. نفسي والهوى. My whims and desires. نفسي والدنيا والهوى والشيطان. Shaitan. No need for introduction. He is your staunch enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a manifest adu mubin. Clear. There is no need for me to tell you that shaitan is your enemy. By what way I take my enemy to be my bosom buddy, my friend? And why would I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me and worship somebody else? And why would I know that the book of Allah is there, that I read something else and I abandon the book? And why would I not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me the best of creation to be my role model and I leave him? Why would I know that the end is near and I don't prepare for it? Two janazas today. We're burying. May Allah have mercy upon them both. Have we learned? And so on and so forth. Now, when that happens, shaitan, what dunya, this life, these are your four. كيف الخلاص? How do I get rid of them? How do I save myself? وكلهم أعدائي. All of them are my enemies. So here you go. First of all, you have to understand that you have a qareen. Qareen is someone that is with you all the time. Qareen, when you're born, it was born with you. Which means, even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the narration says, even I have a qareen. This qareen will always tell you to do something bad, except Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here's aslam. Aslam meaning, aslam to anamin. Who aslam? فَلَا يَمُرْنِي إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ. Meaning, I am safe from him. He doesn't command me except to do good. Or he is now submitted. Everyone will do. So the first thing you will have to fight is that qareen. Because the qareen will actually always ask you to do something bad. But the problem is, your qareen lives with you all the time. What does that mean? He knows your weakness. He knows your whims and desires. He knows your true colors. He knows your most intimate secrets. So guess what? You will be tested by your qareen in your most vulnerable weakness point, whether it's an addiction of some kind or an illness of some kind, whether it's the tongue, the heart, mind, soul, whatever it is, rest assured that your qareen will poke that weak link. Now once that happens, guess what? You will go into waswasa. But you will go into whims and desires. Tashtahi, you will want it. And when you want it, the whisper into the mind will start. And when the mind submits, he will give the commands for your limbs to go ahead and carry on with the task. And that's why Ibn al-Qayyim, you have to fight. He says, the first thing you have to fight is the khatira. The first thing you have to fight is the khatira. You know what a khatira is? Something just flies by. Something just a murur al-kiram, you know? Something passes by. You know what? You see something, you hear something. It's called the khatira, something that, you know, Shaykh Abdullah, say khatira, quickly, something, say something. You know, something that you just came to your mind. He says, fight the khatira. Because if you don't fight the khatira, it will become a fikra, an idea. And now, if you don't fight this fikra, this idea that comes into your mind, you will have a what? An intention to do something. And if you don't fight that intention, you haven't done anything yet. He's already given you three chances before you even do anything to fight, before it comes to evolve into an action. Because fight the intention. Because if you don't fight the intention, it will become a ham. Ham, that means that you want to do something. Ham mabi. He says, fight that ham. Fight that. He says, if you don't, it will become an action. He says, fight that action. Even if you can do something, stop. Fight the action. He says, because if you don't fight the action, it will become what? Become a habit. If you don't fight that habit, it will become the norm. And if you don't, you will enjoy bad and forbid good. Get it? Brothers and sisters, now do you know your enemies? There's a long list, but the time is running. The second half will take you on the good side. May Allah make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. Ameen wa ahdawa alhamdulillahi rabbil ameen wa sallam alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam alayhi wa sallam alayhi wa sallam alayhi wa sallam. So we understood the first two brothers and sisters is you need to close the chapter in order for you to open the second book. And once you open the chapter, once you get the awareness, you need to analyze. And once you analyze, that's your second step. Your third step is to come up with a solution development. I need to make a plan. I need to make a plan. Just 1 minute of planning will save you 10 hours of actions and deeds. You don't have a plan, what do you mean? Well, that means if I don't have a plan to succeed, I have planned to fail. Simple. What's your life, Yahi? You know what? I'm just living, dude. I'm just hanging around. I'm just alive. I'm happy. Look at that. Yes? Good. No good. You have to have a plan. Without a plan, you're going nowhere. Yes? You don't have a plan to succeed, you have already planned to fail. Simple, simple. Now once I do the solution development, I need to implement it. That's your fourth step. And once you implement it on your fourth step, you need to follow up. Till when, ya Shaykh? That's the most important, by the way. The fifth step is the most important. Follow up. What does that mean? وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَتِيَكَ الْيَقِينِ. Worship your Lord till yaqeen comes. You know what yaqeen means? Death. You understand? So you have five steps you have to follow in order for you to be successful in this life and you have to work. Now, let's take them again. I've already reconciled. I'm going to reconcile. I'm going to start with something. Because after I do this, I have to have tafa'ul, tafa'ul. I have to be an optimist, not a pessimist. So once I'm going to reconcile, because one day you will come into a box, whether we like it or not, this poor slave of Allah thinks about it every day. أَذْكِرُوا أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ ذِكْرِ هَذَا مِنْ لَدَّثِ. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told us to do so. Remember death in abundance to keep you alive, but not to make you despair of Allah's mercy. لَا وَاللَّهِ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. We never despair of Allah's mercy, but it keeps you alive. What does that mean? This year, I'm going to have something jadeed, something new. Guess what? Maybe I'll be a better father this year. This is the year I'm going to be a better husband. This is the year I'm going to be a better son, a better daughter, a better wife, a better leader, a better worker, a better neighbor, a better everything. Maybe this is the year I'm going to improve my salah. I'm going to reconnect with Qiyam. I'm going to reconnect with the Book of Allah. Come back and know the Sunnah of Rasulullah. I'm going to give more than receive. I'm going to increase my knowledge. I'm going to lower my gaze. I'm no longer going to lie, cheat, steal, make people hate one another, but reconcile. You know, Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi says, you know, one of the things that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, have I not told you? Have I not told you what is better than siyam al-nahar wa qiyam al-layl? Have I not told you what's better than actually fasting during the day and staying up at night to pray? You know what he said? He says, islah wa dhat al-bayn. Reconciling between people. So you have to reconcile between people in order for you to reconcile with you and Allah. That means you have to have a pure heart. If you have an illness of the heart, I don't know what to tell you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask the dua, make that pure heart. Why? Because Allah says on Judgment Day, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهِ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. We will be lost on Judgment Day, except those who meet Allah with a pure, serene heart. اللهم اجعلنا منه. May Allah give us a serene heart. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. So Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayhi, he has a different interpretation for the hadith. He says, إِصْلَاحٌ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ, reconciling between two. He says, he puts his arm on his chest, and he says, إِصْلَاحٌ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ. Understand? He says, بَيْنَ جَنْبَيْنِ. He says, you have to reconcile with what's between your two sides, which means what? Your heart. Yes? Because that's what will get you your ticket to Jannah. So understanding the steps of success, in order for you to be successful, you have to make sure you learn from the past and never despair and never lose a momentum. We learn. We learn because we started having the volunteers going to knock on doors of our neighbors on the Walk the Talk program. And so many of them refused. They didn't want to do anything. I'm sorry to put a damper about it, but you know what? This is a waker-upper for us. No, we're not interested. Because they're harmed so much by our presence and the way we park and the way we harm them. We haven't been really good neighbors, and that's the reason the first thing we're going to do on Walk the Talk is turn one person at a time. It gives us more, even, determination. Because azm is the last one. You have to have azm in order for you to hold on. I am determined to turn one person at a time around our neighbors to say we want Muslims back in our neighborhood. This is the year we are going to turn everyone around, and you're gonna start with yourself and your family, then your neighbors, then the neighborhood, then one country, and then the world. Maybe one day we have a dream. So now we understand that we have our work cut out. We have a new day, a new life, a new lease. In order for us to do this, we have to have ikhlas with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to sincerely come back to Allah. Open your closet of sins and clean it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to increase one thing. What is it? وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي مَالًا. No. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Oh Allah, increase my wealth. Increase my height, increase my whatever. No. He says, Allahumma zidni rabbi zidni ilma. Qul talqiniya. Tell them, O Muhammad. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. So here's your homework, brothers and sisters. Every day, you wake up in the morning, you're supposed to be saying, Alhamdulillah, ladhi ahyana ba'dama matana wa lamushra. You know what that means? Every day you wake up in the morning, brothers and sisters, you're supposed to say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, first thing that gets out of your mind, out of your mouth. Alhamdulillah, praise be unto Allah. He gave me life after death. He gave me a new chance. Here's a year that is ended. You need to thank Allah. How do we thank Allah? Well, I actually told you how to be grateful to Allah for another chance that you're given, a new lease on life. وَعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا وَعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. It is by your actions and deeds you are going to be grateful to Allah. Okay, so I want you to pick just one out of everything we talked about. I'm going to be a better father? Check. You know what? I don't even know my kids. Number one, number two. What's your name, man? Muhammad, Ahmed, Abhamid, Wadud. What? I don't know them yet. I work too hard. I travel so much. I make money. I buy furniture. I don't have time to sit on it. No. Done. I need to have something more. I need to make sure that that wife right there is my key to Jannah. Because Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said so. Just in the أَقْرَبَكُمْ إِلَيَّ مَوَدَّةً وَأَقْرَبَكُمْ إِلَيَّ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ أَحَسَنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. The most beloved to my heart, close to me in the hereafter, amongst you, is the best of character. Who knows your character? Well, the hadith says your wife. Because خَيْرُكُمْ, the best of you men, the best is wife. So if you want to be the best, يَا عَمِّي, you have your muftah right there, your key is right there. Be good to her. Be good to your children. If you have a mother that is alive, congratulations for you. If you have a father that is alive, good for you. Go kiss the hand. Go kiss the forehead like we always say. Reconcile again. Start the new year. I'm going to be the best student so I can make my parents proud. So I can be the best Muslim. So I can be the Muslim doctor, Muslim engineer, Muslim lawyer, Muslim whatever, in order for me to take the ummah back to the lead. Don't sit back and do nothing. And don't point the finger to anyone. If it is to me, it's up to me. I keep repeating this all the time. Don't point the finger to anyone. It is us. I'm going to leave you with one story. The story said, in the classroom, one poor student saw a watch of another rich student. He doesn't have the money, but he has his whims and desires. His qareen starts talking. The steps has gone through. The whims and desires are up. The whispers are come through. The mind is given the whims to go ahead. He stole the watch. The rich student told the teacher, I lost my watch. The teacher said, close the door. Everybody in line. Put your face the wall. Everyone, close your eyes. And he went through every student's pocket. He finally found the watch in one of the students' pockets. He took it. He says, everybody, go back to your seats. And he gave the student back the watch. Years passed. And that student that stole the watch, he came back to the teacher as a successful person. He says, do you remember me, teach? He says, I remember. He says, I want to thank you for the lesson you taught me on that day. It made me a better person. He says, what lesson learned? Don't you remember? He goes, I don't. The watch. He says, wallahi, I did not know it was you because I personally closed my eyes also. And that's what I'm going to ask you to do, my brothers and sisters. I want you to close your eyes on the faults of another and look into your own fault. Forgive and forget and move on. It's time for us to open a new chapter. It is a new leaf, a new lease on life. Make the best of it because you may not get it again. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala biulah to make us among those who succeed to follow the best of it. Wa ma tasma'una astaghfirullah wa tawbu fa tawbu sayyid. Ya rabbana alhamdulillah bi ghayri wa bi ba'di. Wa sallallahu alaihi wa sallam wa al-akhirin wa al-amin. Allahumma ansur al-islam wa izz al-muslimin wa ali bi fadlik kalimata al-haq wa ad-din wa adhill ash-shirka wal mushrikeen a'da'aka a'da' ad-din أبقى الكافرين في الكافرين وأبقى الظالمين في الظالمين وأخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالإسلام قائمين احفظنا بالإسلام قاعدين احفظنا بالإسلام راقدين ولا تشرك بنا الأعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا أقول ما تسمعون فما كان فيه من صواب فمن الرحمن وما كان فيه من خطأ من لسان فمني ومن الشيطان والله ورسوله من وراء وأعوذ بالله ذكركم به وأنساه وأقم الصلاة